This morning, the Word of God that we're thinking about for a couple moments is once again in the fourth chapter of Philippians, the 13th verse. I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. In Jesus' name, fellow students of the Word, what do you look forward to doing this year? Learning about language or math, how things work, geography, art, music, the Bible, about yourself and your Savior? Do you look forward to being strengthened in your body, becoming stronger, taller, more agile, better at solving problems, better at helping friends? More skillful on an instrument or at a sport? I know this will amaze you, but there was a time when, through hard work and proper nutrition, I looked forward to dunking a basketball someday. My inspiration was Professor Ron Rail, who I understood had done it, and he wasn't that much taller than I was. But you know what? That day never came, and it never will. And there may be things like that for you in life. You may not be able to do everything that you wanted to do. It was that way for the Apostle Paul, too. Sometimes he wanted to go places and he just couldn't do it. He wanted to get rid of a physical problem and failed in his quest. And yet he says to the Philippians, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. How can that be? Is it just a motto to put on mugs? To encourage us to try things and not to give up? Something like, when the going gets tough, the tough get going? No, Paul was not into mere mottos. He opened his heart to people. And when he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, he meant also those times when he could not go into Bithynia or Asia Minor, or when he couldn't shake his ailment. He was, after all, writing to citizens of Philippi, where he had been beaten and thrown into prison against his will. But he had known how to take that kind of treatment. And even at midnight, the other prisoners had heard him singing praise to God in the darkness of the dungeon. And the next day, the rulers of the city had come personally to do him the honor of bringing him out with apologies. He knew how to deal with rulers, too. He knew how to go to state, to speak before kings, and one day to stand before the emperor. This is what he was referring to when the Philippian congregation sent him a money gift to help support his ministry, and he thanked them for it here in the fourth chapter of his letter. And then he added, in effect, not that I couldn't do without. I know how to lose, and I know how to win. I can do all things in connection with Christ who gives me strength. This is better than being able to make every shot that you want to. It is better than looking beautiful or getting rid of every physical hindrance. It is the gift of contentment, no matter how things turn out. It is the gift of trusting Him who holds you in the palm of His hand. It is seeing things in perspective. For that is what God gives us in the good news that our sins are blotted out in His great book. Because of Jesus, we are not getting the death grade that we deserved, that we earned. Instead, we have a future that He earned for us, a passing grade and a new life. The perspective that this news gives us brings contentment even when our health fails, or our wealth fails, or anything else fails. For now we know that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. So we know that losing here is a minor thing, for we have already won there in Christ. And winning here, as fun as it is also temporary, and compared with the riches of our glorious inheritance in the saints, it is like a candle next to the sun in the sky. What do you look forward to doing this year? If you gain a firmer understanding of how the Savior is dying for you, way back in Roman times, affects your life today, tomorrow, and forever, then you will be learning how to win or lose as a winner, able to do everything through Christ who gives you strength. May God grant this to us all. Amen. The last three stanzas.